You're listening to SBS News.
The coronavirus pandemic is disrupting life across Australia, with many losing their jobs or having their income reduced. Millions are feeling overwhelmed, shocked, and anxious about their working futures. The Centre for Social Impact has released a new policy response to COVID-19's impact on the Australian community's financial well-being. It found millions of people are suffering financially and psychologically, and while the response from government to date has protected many vulnerable Australians, there is room for improvement. Australian Council of Social Service Chief Executive Cassandra Goldie says lives are at risk and no person in Australia should be left behind.
Many people are identifying high levels of financial risk, seriously left out and left behind. Many people on temporary visas who have no access to basic income support or Medicare, deeply distressed. Stories of people going without food, in some cases for days, left stranded with this expectation somehow that they will be able to look after themselves. The governments must understand that we need to provide basic social protections, income support and Medicare, and stable housing for everybody. We all know how highly at risk you are.
Experts say Australia is heading for a deeper recession than what was seen in the 1980s and 90s. The unemployment rate has increased from 5.2% in March to 7.1% in May. These figures exclude stood-down workers who are receiving JobKeeper support. If those people are included, then the unemployment rate increases to 9.5% in April and 8.2% in May. Ms. Goldie says social services welcome support schemes such as JobKeeper and JobSeeker, but there needs to be clarity and assurance that the support will continue and not be reversed at any time.
We welcomed the doubling of the JobSeeker payment. That $40 a day was brutal before the COVID crisis occurred. 1.6 million people are worried about whether or not the government will cut JobSeeker in half again to take it down to $40 a day. It would be terrible. It would be a travesty for us to inflict that on 1.6 million people. We need the government to now lock in a permanent adequate increase to JobSeeker to provide that kind of confidence to at least give a little bit of peace of mind.
The report by the University of New South Wales also found the monthly hours worked in all jobs fell 9.5% from March to April and did not recover in May. This is significantly more than the previous recessions, where the hours worked fell by only 6%. Lead researcher Dr. Jeremiah Brown says this will be felt most by households carrying debt before the COVID-19 outbreak.
Around 30% of Australian households have less than 1 month of income worth of savings before the pandemic. So when we have an economic shock, absorbing that across time becomes quite difficult for those households with relatively low level of savings, and that's where the support that has been provided to a lot of people has actually been quite important for the most vulnerable households, because the increases with JobSeeker for those who've been eligible for it has been really important.
There are expectations that mortgage stress levels will exceed those seen in the 2007 global financial crisis, and those experiencing the most immediate stress are middle class households. Dr. Brown says this is because government support payments are less than people's regular income.
JobKeeper support for those who've been included again has been quite helpful. But for a lot of people, JobKeeper doesn't fully replace their wage rate. So for those households moving forward, they may be drawing down on savings to continue to meet various payments that they've got.
The organisation Anglicare recently warned that scrapping or trimming the JobSeeker allowance would devastate households across Australia. They say two-thirds of people who came to the charity for help before the pandemic were unemployed, and people often skipped meals and medications to stretch their welfare payments to the very last dollar. If you are facing financial difficulties, go to www.moneysmart.gov.au or call the National Debt Helpline on 1800 007 007. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.